Okay, here we go. So we were discussing the halacha of tefillah b'tzibur, and there's a halacha over here that says that someone was on the road, and he reaches the city, and he wants to stop off in a resting place. So if he could travel another 4 mil, which each mil we paskin and Shulchan Aruch paskin is that a mil is the distance of 18 minutes. There is a question in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Berachos HaMazon whether a 18 minutes is judged by the distance, the time it takes to walk 18 minutes, or 18 minutes is in whatever way of traveling. If the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a train, or for modern days, a car, how do we measure the 18 minutes? Most Paiskim hold that the 18 minutes is measured according to who you are. If you're a type of person who normally walks, then 18 minutes is measured by walking, the distance it takes to walk 18 minutes. But if you're the type of guy who gets into a car whenever you feel like just driving somewhere, so then the 18 minutes is measured with a car, which could be a big nafkamina. One of the most frustrating things is 2 or 3 in the morning when you wake up and you realize you did not have a ma'ariv. Now, am I mechuyev to go find a minyan for ma'ariv or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you're in your house, if you're not on the road, you're not traveling, so then you need to go the share of a mil, 1 mil, which is 18 minutes. So if I'm in a place where I'm 18 minutes far from the closest minyan walking, so I would not be mechuyev. But if I'm the type of guy who always uses my car and I got to use a car, to go 18 minutes, I may be able to find the minyan 2-3 in the morning in some shtibel, in Landau's, Shomer Shabbos, Zecher Ma'isha. That could be a big nafkamina. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that one is mechuyev to go a mil, 18 minutes worth, in order to find the minyan. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva we mentioned earlier, where he's discussing whether minyan b'tzibur, davening b'tzibur, is a chiyuv or not. And he wants to say that it's a chiyuv. One of his proofs is from this halacha, from the fact that we're mechuyev to go 4 milin when we're traveling on the road, or 1 mil when we're not mechuyev, when we're not traveling, and it's paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch. From here we see that there's a chiyuv. And he says, Rav Moshe, it's mistaber and svaru would make sense to say that someone who's in his house is mechuyev to go even more than a mil. What's the big deal? Just travel, get into a car, walk, get to the place where you need to, and find the minyan. Says, however, Chazal gave a share to it. But says Rav Moshe, from the fact that they were matriachas to go find the minyan, it must be that there's a chiyuv on a person to daven with a minyan. What's the reason why they were not mechayvas to put in more of a tircha than a mil? So he says, because it's a mitzvah zaseh. Mitzvahs assays are fundamentally different than mitzvahs lois assay. Something which is usur, isurim, a person has to give up whatever he could in order not to be oiva issi. He has to give up all his money, and if it's a tremendous tercha, he has to be tereach in order not to give up on keeping the isur, on not doing the isur. When it comes to a mitzvahs assay, there's a share, how much a person has to give up in order to fulfill a mitzvah's asay. It's a fifth of his nechasim or whatever the share may be, but there's a share. So too over here, where this is a mitzvah's asay to go find a minyan, if Moshe learns that there's a share, how much do you need to give up for that mitzvah's asay? And that is a mil, 18 minutes. Rav Moshe is learning over here that which, when you have a minyan far from you, you're not mechuyev to go to the minyan, is not because there's a p'tor over here, but because you're in a matzav of oinus. You're in a state of oinus. And when a person is in oinus, he's p'tor. But not because there's a p'tor. Based on this understanding of Rav Moshe, that the chiyuv of going 4 mil or 1 mil is based on the idea of how much am I mechuyev to give up in order to, how much tercha do I have to put in? Just like how much, he compares it to how much money I need to spend to become a mitzvah zaseh. So how much teich do I need to put in? Perhaps one could say that for an elderly person who walks very slow and it's hard for him to work, maybe it's not even 18 minutes for me. For him, it's 10 minutes. The amount of teich for him to walk 10 minutes is similar to an average person, 18 minutes. Another question that's asked is, if I go by car, it's going to cost me money. It's going to cost me money. I need to get into the car. Cost gas, cost wear and tear. Am I mechuyev to put out money in order to find a minyan? The answer again is similar to this also. If you don't think twice before you use your car to go shopping, then you shouldn't think twice before you go to a minyan. If you're the type of person who always makes a cheshbon, well, it's going to cost me this and this amount of money for the gas. Is it worth going or not? So then there are a person who can make the cheshbon over here also and not have to use the car to go his 18 minutes to find a minyan. A person's at work in an office building, and he's on a floor, he's on the 15th floor, the 18th floor, and there's time. He has to leave, get in the elevator, go down to the parking lot, drive out, find the parking spot, come back, then again find the parking spot. All this time is included in the 18 minutes to whether he's mechuyev to go or not. Now, again, mechuyev, that's the chiyuv. Hashkafically, does it make sense that a person should try to work out that he always has a minyan? Yes, because the minyan does a lot for our tefillahs and being mekubal. The Machaber tells us that someone who has to leave early should not arrange his trip that he's going to leave the city where there's a minyan of 10 people, if he'll be able he should not arrange the trip that in a case where he's going to be leaving the city where there's a minyan to go somewhere and be on the road where there's going to be no minyan. He should not do that. In order that he should not have to daven alone the tefillah. The Mishmur tells us that we're talking about over here where he's going for a Dvar Rishos. We're not referring to where one's traveling for a Dvar Mitzvah. Parnasa is a question if it's Mitzvah or Rishos, depending on what type of parnasa you're making. But we're talking about Dvar Rishos. There's an interesting question over here that the Mefarshim are bothered with. And that is that why are we saying that one is not allowed to leave because he will not be able to daven with a minyan? There's another issur. There's an issur to travel before you daven. So the Mishmur says, we're talking about over here where he said brachas. And Ramah has a kula that if you said all the 15 brachas, then in certain cases, you'll be able to travel even though it's Dvar Rishos. The Shulchan Aruch Rav gives a different terrace. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that we're talking about over here where he's leaving before the Zman Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch is saying someone who is ready to leave before Alois HaShachar, before the Zman Tefillah begins, he should not leave if this is going to be on the expense of a minyan. So the Tehillah L'David asks that we're talking about over here someone who's leaving before the Zman Tefillah. There's no chalais chiyuv yet of tefillah b'tziba. However, what we do see from here is something very interesting. That even though right now there's no chiyuv of a tefillah b'tziba, but since you're putting yourself in a situation that you're going to be in a matzah where you will not be able to down with a tziba, it's aser. There's a tshuva's Yad Eliyahu. And over there, he's discussing a case where someone had to travel for a Seudas Mitzvah, and he'll be going into the Seudas Mitzvah, and for some reason, he will not be able to leave the Seudas Mitzvah, and he'll miss the Tefillah B'Tzibah. In other words, the question is, should I daven be Yechidos and go to join the Seudas Mitzvah, which is a very special inyan, as it's brought down in Yerideah, that one should... If one's invited to a Seudas Mitzvah, he shouldn't turn it down. He should be part of it. So should I join the Seudas Mitzvah and miss Tefillah B'Tzibah? Or rather, daven B'Tzibah and not go to the Seudas Mitzvah? So the Yad Eliyahu writes, he's a Akron from the times of the Chacham Tzvi. He says that if it's a Sudas mitzvah, then you have a din of someone who's being osik b'mitzvah at the time when you're at the Sudas mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. So even though now I'm putting myself in that situation where I'm going to be osik b'mitzvah, but that I'm allowed to do. I'm allowed to put myself in that situation where I'll be patam because of osik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. But if it's a Sudas rishos, then it's also to go to the Suda on the expense of Tefillah B'Tziba. He says, and don't ask me that there are Maisim Choyon, that people go on vacation trips. They go many Parsois, they travel very far, and they're Mevatel from davening with a minyan throughout the time that they're on the Derech. And no one says anything to tell them that it's Aser. So it's not similar, because over there, you're traveling at a time of Heter. You're leaving your house when there's no chiv tefillah b'tziba. There's no chiv on you. It only became a chiv later on, and at that time, it was mimela batal. You didn't do any aveira. But over here, we're going to the Sudas Rishos, where it's already in the zman tefillah. So you're doing aveira b'payel, so then there'll be a tzad to say, and that's what we say by Sudas Rishos, that by Sudas Rishos, you should make sure to daven with the tzibur and miss that suda. So this mitzvah, you have the heta of Isaac b'mitzvah, patam b'mitzvah. Akapana, we see from here, from the Tshuva's Yaliyo, that one is allowed to put himself in such a situation where later he'll be a matzav of p'tor, of oynis, if now when he's leaving, it's this man heta. So therefore, halach l'maisa, Me'ikar adin, it will be mutter to travel, to go on vacation, to a place where you can be a matzah that there's no minyan. However, if there's another place where you could find a minyan, which you'll have a similar vacation to the vacation that you're looking for, then it's correct to go over there, and that's where the Gedolim would naik, and especially according to Rav Maisha, that it's not just the hider, but there's a chiyuv to daven with a tzibur. Now, we mentioned earlier, Rav Moshe writes in one of the tshuvas that davening b'tzibur is better, it's greater than davening the yechidus with a lot of kavana. And the question is, what does he mean by this? What he says there is, if you'll have the minimum kavana, so that's then already just davening b'tzibur. If you can be missing the minimum kavana, so then already you do not need to daven b'tzibur. So perhaps Ramesh is referring to the Pirush HaMilos of Berachas Avos, the first bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that one has to be mechavin to the words that he's saying. And perhaps that's what Ramesh is referring to, that without these Pirush HaMilos, so then it's not even a tefillah b'di'evet. So, of course, it's better to daven b'yichid. Now, l'maisa, we do find that many tzaddikim used to daven b'yichid on this cheshbim because they would have more kavanas. The Shmer Shalim brings down that many tzaddikim would do this. He brings a raya from a Gemara Brachas to it, but it's not a clear raya. There's a Me'iri, this is the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Brachas of Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. The Me'iri says that also for a person to be makdim is tefillah to tefillah tzibur. In other words, if he's davening, he shouldn't daven before the tzibur. Says the Me'iri, that's true when he's in the tzibur. If you're part of the tzibur and you start Shmoneh Esrei before them, that shows that you don't need the tzibur to help out with your tefillahs. You're better. But a yachin in his house, whether he needs to be makdim or not, that's a question. So the Meiri says over there, he says, some of the chachamim are neig, lahakdim tefilosam, the tefilas, tefilosam, tefilas atzibar, that they neig to be makdim their tefilah before the tefilas atzibar, the Shabbos is miyam tevim. Why? They should rove ha'amayin matshridim v'yicholin l'chavim. Since there's a lot of people at the minyan, it's matched them and they're not able to be mechavein. V'acha kavanas halev heinein hadvarim. So from here it sounds like we're talking about chachamim, not just talking about the simple kavana, even bigger kavana than the pashta kavana. So it sounds like from this Meiri, and this is the smach that they bring from this Meiri and from a Radvaz, that one would be permitted if it's a question of a lot of kavana. However, Moshe says the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibah b'zmanenu, that we're weak in our kavanas, one should yet daven b'tzibah. There's a Shulchan Aruch, just to point out another point here. There's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that when one's davening Shemoneh Esrei, they should daven it quietly. You belachash, and you shouldn't be able to, you shouldn't say it loud enough for someone else to hear. However, if one is not able to be mechavein when he's davening quietly, it's mutter for him to raise his voice. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but that's only true when he's davening by himself. But if he's davening in a tzibur, then he's not allowed to raise his voice, even if he will not be able to be mechavin, because he's in come to be matrid the tzibur, who will prevent the tzibur from being able to mechavin. Says the Bir Halacha, that nowadays we do not go with this hetta to daven biyochid in order to be ma'ir kavana, because others are going to learn from you, and others won't know that you're doing it for more kavana. So again, we see over here the importance of joining the tzibur, that even if it's a question of having more kavana, and l'chare this goes back to the say that Rav Moshe said earlier, the chazal, from the fact that chazal said that you need to go look for a minion, you need to go a mill, to look for a minion, we see from here that there's a shear, but a person has to be tereach, he has to make a tercha, and even if it's on the expense of something, so even if it's on the expense of having a lot of kavana, still one will be chayv to dam v'tzibur. The only heta that we do find for a masmid, someone who's always learning and doesn't want to be mevatel tera in order to go to the shul, is someone who's like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, v'tamidav, that's terasivum nasi. And unfortunately, we don't have people nowadays like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that Teirasiv Nasi, that they were not mevatel at all. And also, perhaps it will be a Chil Hashem, that others will say, look, he's a tzaddik, he's a gadol, and he doesn't daven b'tzibur. When it comes to traveling on a plane, so sometimes there are minyanim on the plane, and it's hard to be mechavin when you're davening with those minyanim, especially during the times of turbulence or the students on the plane are pushing you around, and it's hard to daven, hard to be mechavin. Over here on the plane, you have different studim to say that maybe since we're all in the same room, we're all mustarif to a minyan, which is part of the discussion now with the porch minyanim. So could be just being in your seat and 10 people in their seat at the same time, there is a tziruf. I think the psak of whether you should join these minyanim on the planes or not is as follows, that for during davening, except for Shemoneh Esrei, one should sit in their seat and daven by themselves. By Shemoneh Esrei, if one sees that things are working out peacefully and you could just get up and daven Shemoneh Esrei with those 10 people, so then you gain the importance of davening Shemoneh Esrei standing, which is very important, and also you gain that you're with a tzibah. But if there's a chance that you're not going to be able to daven with kavana, or even a simple kavana, so then it's better to stay in your seat. If you can stand for the first bracha, and by Moedim, that would be best. If not, you sit with your feet together on the plane. So that's Benegeya Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, what constitutes a Tefillah B'Tzibur? What makes Tefillah B'Tzibur? What part of Tefillah do we need to be together for Tefillah B'Tzibur? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Chayi Adam. the following lashon: the ikar tefilas tefila betzibur hu tefilas yidches. The ikar tefila betzibur is shmona esrei. The haina she is palalu asara anoshim shem gedolim biyachad. She have 10 people which are gedolim, 10 men gedolim, davening together. V'loy kemoy shechoshvin hamoyin. Not like what people think. She ikar lispal basara hu rak lishmoy kadosh v'kedusha. Now, the question is, what does the Mishburu mean by this? And not like what the Hamoin, what people think, that the Iker is to daven with 10 to hear Kaddish and Kedusha. So what's he implying over here? The Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe in the Tshuva in Chedek Aleph Simchav Tes, he quotes the Chayyadam. He says that the Kavan of the Chayyadam is not Davka, that all 10 should daven together. He says, She'en Kavanasi b'davka she'spal kol ha'asar b'yachad. She'spal ha'tzibar yachad v'kar l'tzibar b'shem ha'asara. Avol sagi it's enough k'she'spalu yachad rak ha'roiv mehem. It's enough that most of them are davening together. You know what? Let me back up a step. The Mishmur says over here that the Ikar of Tefillah B'Tzibur is Shmon Esrei. That there should be 10 people davening together, Shmon Esrei. So the question that we need to discuss over here is the discussion of what does it mean biyachad? What does it mean biyachad? What does it mean that they're davening together? So does it mean they have to start together, or at some point they were davening together? That's the question by Tefillah B'Tzibur. Just looking for my notes. Sorry. Okay. So what does it mean biyachad? That's the question. And then what the Mishbru continues to say is, and not like what the Amoin thinks that Iker is the Davin 10, is to hear Kadosh and Kedusha. Is he saying that for Kadosh and Kedusha you do not need 10? That's the question. What does he mean by that? So this is a Nikuda that we need to clarify over here. What does that mean? And there's a famous... There's also a famous, Chassam Sefer, which they say over in the Chassam Sefer, that if one does not make it to daven together with the Tzibur, so he can fulfill if he davens with the Chazan, along with the Chazan by Chazar Zashat, what does that mean?